Hello, Saints. So I just want to talk about one topic that came to mind. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? I have people drive past, they're honking their horn, thumbsing up, and whatnot. They're still a part of the world. James 4:4, they're an enemy of God. And I'll read from Amos 5, verse 18. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. So this is a very important point to make. People can hawk, people can wave, people can thumbs up. Are they walking in the light as he is in the light? What end is it going to be for them? If the Lord came back today, would they stand before the judgment seat, covered with the blood of Christ, out of their man-made traditions, walking in all holiness and obedience to the word of God as best they can? Or are they still holding on to sin, the world, and the perishable things? And I encourage you to test yourself as well. To what end will it be for you? Are you walking in the light as he is in the light? Are you compromising and still in sin? Because the Lord will judge every man according to his works. And the day of the Lord, for most, is going to be darkness and not light. They're actually going to say, rocks fall on us to hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. So make sure you're on the right side of God, walking in the light, coming out of all of your willful sin. Hebrews 10:26, there's no sacrifice for willful sin. That's my encouragement to you today. The day of the Lord, make sure it's light for you. Make sure you can stand boldly before the judgment seat, clothed in Christ. Without him, we can do nothing. It's all his glory. He redeems us, but we have to be walking in the light.